general principle in Hilchot Shabbat. Kli Sheni Eno Mevashel. Kli Sheni is the vessel that the food is poured into. The food is cooked in a Kli Rishon, poured into a second vessel. Although that vessel, or the food in the vessel might be hot, but it doesn't have the ability to cook. Kli Sheni Eno Mevashel. Therefore, if you put, let's say, some raw spices in a Kli Sheni, doesn't have the ability to cook it, so that we would not have a problem. If somebody, for example, put a raw lemon in a Kli Sheni, he poured tea from the urn, and the urn is a Kli Rishon, and he has a Kli Sheni now, he poured it, and he has a lemon. He dropped the lemon in the Kli Sheni, Kli Sheni in the Bashir. That's the way Hakam Avadya holds, Hakam Ben Sion, in that case of the lemon, at least he's more there. And that's the way we rule. The question over here is, what's the reason for this? Tosfot explains on Daf Mem Amud Bet, it's because the walls of the Kli Sheni are cold. And when you pour the food from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni, the cold walls of the Kli Sheni, they impact the food, and therefore it starts to cool down, therefore it doesn't have the ability to cool off. Based on this reason of Tosafot, we have a phenomenal Hiddush from a rabbi called the Maharshal, as explained by the Shach. What about a food that the walls don't come in contact with it? For example, a potato or a piece of meat that's called the Vargush, that's in a Kli Rishon, and you take it out of the Kli Rishon, you put it in the Kli Sheni, it just sits alone, stands alone, does not get affected by the walls, like a soup, let's say, would. The Shach wants to say a big Hiddush, that the Vargush, a solid item like a potato or a piece of meat, or things like that, have the status of a Kli Rishon, even if you put it in a Kli Sheni. And therefore, it's a big Hiddush, comes out, that if a person has a potato or things like that that came from a Kli Rishon, even though you put it in your plate and said it's a Kli Sheni, you would not be allowed to put raw things on it. For example, raw spices, garlic that's raw, or different type of things that are raw because it maintains its heat. That's one view of looking it. However, there's another side to look at it. That's Ramah, Ibn Moshe Isserlish, in two places, in Agaha, in the laws of Basar Baharab, as well as the Turat Hattat. He wants to say there's no difference between a liquid or a devargush, anything that's placed in a Kli Sheni, had the din of a Kli Sheni. According to him, it would be permissible, let's say, to take a piece of meat that's from a Kli Rishon, put it in a Kli Sheni, even though it's piping hot, and pour cold broth over it, and you would have no problem because the bottom line has a din of a Kli Sheni. The poskim are at odds who we hold like. Mishnah Brura and Shin Yud Chet Seif Katab Mem He holds like the Maharshal, like the Shach learned, that Klish, that Devargush be Kli Sheni is Mevashel. That's the opinion as well of the Kafahayim Sofer. The Ummatam, against that, you have the opinion of Achem Ben Siona Bashaud and Oled Sion Chalek Bet, that says the Menhag of the Sefaradim is to be lenient, as Marad did not make a chiluk between a liquid in a Kli Sheni or a Devargush in a Kli Sheni. That's the opinion as well of Acham Avadya Alav Shalom and Chazon Avadya Chalek Dal and Chod Shabbat. Acham David Yosef also writes in his Nu Halacha Berura, although there he writes a Mahmir Tavu Alav Beracha, but the Maaseh it seems again from Acham Ben Sion and Acham Avadya that the strict law according to the Sfaradim and the Minhag is to be lenient. That will allow us then to take a piece of meat that was cooked in a Kli Rishon, you take it out and you put it in your plate, directly from the Kli Rishon to your plate, even though the plate is not touching all of the meat, it's just standing alone, it would be permissible to pour raw things on it. You would not have to be concerned about the status of the Kli Rishon. Comes out, Kli Sheni is not the Vashel, Ben Bedabar Nozli, Ben Bedabar Gush.